Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Hillcrest Academy Principal Dwight Gingrich about the first 3 weeks of the school year and the school district's strategies for mitigating the spread of COVID-19. This is part one of a two-part interview.
How have the first 3 weeks gone at Hillcrest?
You know, really pretty well. We've needed to make do a little bit with subbing. You know, we've had a couple of staff members out. We've had a couple of students, but I think just two students to this point in quarantine. So we feel fortunate. I tell you, every day you get done at the end of the day and you're grateful that we got one more day in. And here after 3 weeks, it feels okay. You just kind of keep hoping and praying. It's a matter, I think, for us, too, of just of keeping it in front of our students and staff. Yeah, we got to keep doing what we're doing, and really people have responded very well overall, and we're really pleased with that.
You know, I know a lot of these kids are just thankful to be in school doing something else than being at a home doing not too much. So from what I've heard from other school districts as well, students, teachers are just kind of doing the best job that they can to really follow all these new guidelines that kind of came all at once. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're in Johnson County, and so, you know, there is a mandate in our county as far as in public places, you know, people need to mask up, that type of thing. And so for us, I think it's probably helped a little bit just to have that there as well. But it's just really difficult and different and, you know, not what we would have envisioned to always be needing to do that. And so I'm just really proud of our kids and our staff for hanging in there with that. And, you know, we've got some time to go, obviously, but to this point, really happy with how everybody's responding. Like I said, doesn't mean that there's not reminders and that sort of thing mm-hmm. that we need to do, but really happy with how people are in general responding. And I think what you said, I think everybody would so much rather be in person than online, and I think that sort of reality, and, you know, when you have that contact tracing conversation with county health, you know, and the questions are, you know, are you practicing social distance? Are they 6 feet away? You know, and we feel blessed in our situation here to, in every class, we're able to socially distance and keep people 6 feet away from each other during the classes. And that makes it a lot easier when it comes to dealing with a potential case, you know, and keeps people out of quarantine and really makes it a lot easier that way. So for us, it's that part of it's gone pretty well.
No new positive cases. Only two of them are in isolation. Two students quarantined, one employee is quarantined, and you've only had a cumulative of two positive cases throughout the kind of 3 weeks here. So as you kind of look back on these 3 weeks and you look at the strategies you've been implementing so far, how do you feel about the school strategies for limiting the spread of COVID-19, and do you think it's worked so far?
Well, you know, we feel like it's gone really well, you know, just with everything from how we do lunch, you know, with distancing in the lunch lines and how people are to sit at lunch with Jeremy Hours did a lot of work for us to set up, you know, some vinyl, almost like curtain-type shower curtains down the middle of the tables, clear, you know, that separate people across the table and allows us to get more people, but we're keeping people 6 feet apart, you know, side to side there. For example, we've had students eat outside, you know, through the first 2 weeks. Students are scattering outside for lunch when we can, and then just in classes, trying to be super diligent with things like everybody facing the same direction where we can, you know, keeping people apart. You know, and even in the hallways, again, Jeremy and then also Rebecca Beachy Miller, our admissions person, did a fair amount of work. Just we got lines going down the middle of the hallways to keep people separated. We've got arrows sending them upstairs one way, down another. I mean, there's just a lot of little things that we've tried to do to kind of think about keeping people from crowding in the halls. We're trying to, at the end of each hour, stagger when kids leave. If they've got to go further, they go sooner at the end of the period. Others are kept for a few seconds, and then they go at lunch. We're trying to dismiss at three different times, you know, mm-hmm. as opposed to last year we had a couple, two. And so we have people that the lunch line is never real long. And so that's all those things, I think, help just kind of keep it at the front of our minds. But overall, I think it's all about being mindful, being aware of how we are with each other 6 feet apart, you know, and that's just not how we naturally tick. You know, there's just a lot of little things that we're having to do to make it a little bit different. But I feel like everybody's working at it and with some reminders, you know, I feel like it's going pretty well.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Hillcrest Academy Principal Dwight Gingrich. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.